to.
Get ready for the credit cards to shake things up. If you pay on time and you like to reap the benefits of the rewards and the miles, that's probably going to go away. Plus, if you don't pay an annual fee, you're going to have to pay that as well. Now, if you've had trouble with credit cards, you're going to like this in the next 9 months because they can't jack the interest rates up on you. So it depends on your point of view. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Isn't that what it's always about? How does it affect me, baby? And that's America Tonight, a little swath of our country, both on the West Coast, East Coast, and in the middle of the country and the South, everywhere in between, far and wide. If you've never listened to the show before, here's how we roll. We are the favorite show of those with ADD. Don't we all have a little bit of ADD in us? So that was one of the big things that happened, I think, in the Beltway, and that was the fact that you had the president talking about the credit cards again, in the sense that the Senate is rubber stamping it, but you have to be careful because if you really read what it is, you realize some people will be losing a lot. The credit card companies want to get their money, and they're going to get it some way or another, so you're going to pay for it somehow. You're also going to pay once things flip as far as the autos are concerned, because the new rules will certainly transform what we drive around in with these new standards of car emissions. And if you're a consumer, I guess you are, you and I, you're going to face some higher car prices because automatically, right from the get-go, by 2016, you're going to get tacked on at least an extra $1,300. So thumbs up or thumbs down on that. Soccer moms and the SUVs, they're not going to go together anymore. Yeah. You've got probably people that have to haul some of their materials around in pickup trucks, but they're going to cost a lot more. Now, if you drive smaller cars and you're all about that and you're all about going green, then you love, love, love this. If you want to get a car that runs on electricity, this is right up your alley. See, again, these are things people don't think about. The new rules bring cars and trucks sold in the United States to an average of 35.5 miles a gallon, about 10 more miles a gallon than what they are today. Don't know what you're getting in your current car, but I'm betting for a lot of you it's probably less than that. So instead of the minivan, the SUV, you're going to have families in tighter squeezes. Maybe some things with three rows of seats, like some of the smaller vans, I guess. There's one called the Mazda 5. Right now, that gets about 28 miles a gallon. They'll up that somehow. Ooh, changes the, it does change the auto industry, and it does change ultimately what you might be looking at when you run out to buy a new car eventually. Now, there is one called the Volt. Have you heard of the Volt? Let's talk about that right from the get-go. It runs about 40 miles on battery power when it's fully charged. After that, an engine kicks in to generate electricity and keeps the car going. They're working on, the folks in Detroit are working on something similar to this. Now, the Volt sells for about $35,000 to $40,000. How many people are willing to pay $40,000 for a sedan, even if you get a tax credit to help on your taxes? Unless you have outrageous gas prices, I guess. So rechargeable electric cars, which under government calculations would get about 100 miles or more a gallon, right? That the super credits, that's what they're calling them. If you get one of the plug-ins, the hybrids, etc., you'll get more tax credits, credits. But these are pretty stringent standards, and it was GM that was saying they weren't sure they could meet the standards that weren't as strict as these are. But now, hey, they got to do it. They've got to look at electric trucks. They got to look at other things. And so ultimately what it does mean is it'll probably change what you're motoring around in and also what you're paying for whatever it is that you're driving. Start saving your money because it's going to cost you more. 26 New York City schools are now closed. This is big news, and this is because of the swine flu, or H1N1, related to the assistant principal who died, and now you also had a 16-month-old who died, and they're tracing that to see if they can trace it back to the swine flu. But New York was hit pretty hard, and it started with the kids coming back from Cancun. Anybody want to go to Cancun? If you do, you can go there, I'm telling you. You can go there for a song, no doubt. Mm-hmm. And right from the get-go, and usually we don't do this at the top, but we're going to do this at the top for a change of pace. We're going to get the dungeon out. Matt Johnson is going to haul that out for me. And the reason we're going to throw someone in the dungeon is because we've had all this stuff about texting, okay? And we just saw that happen in Boston where luckily nobody was killed. We saw a year ago where people were killed in L.A. because somebody was texting, the driver was texting. Now you've got the driver of a train was texting. And now you've got a bus driver who had to be relieved of his duties. And why? Because, in fact, they're calling it, what are they calling it? They're calling it a suspension. And the reason why is because this bus driver was distracted on a trip from Boston to New York. And guess what the bus driver was doing? Well, of course, he was texting. Why wouldn't you text on our major highways? Why wouldn't you risk the lives of the people on the bus and those around you? Because that text had to be pretty darn important. Therefore, we're going to throw him in to the dungeon.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah, doesn't it, isn't it scary to think? I mean, how many times is that going to be in the back of your mind when you get into a bus or a train somewhere? Geez, I hope that the person that's the engineer of this is not texting. And yet there actually is some pretty strict rules in place, but people don't pay attention to rules. Or people think they can put out a little text and it's not a big deal. But what do? When you text, you look down. You take your eyes off of whatever it is that you're driving. That's the problem. You're not paying attention to the road. I mean, look, a lot of us are good at multitasking and a lot of us are terrible at multitasking, but you really want to take that risk when you're operating a train or a bus or a subway car, any of that kind of stuff? I mean, please. And where jobs are scarce, with the unemployment rate almost at 9%, the techs can wait until you're on a break. And if you're texting on your car, shame on you, because unless you're a passenger, it is so easy to pull over into a parking lot of some fast food joint or a gas station or whatever. And if you have to text somebody back or you feel like you need to text somebody to keep them up to date on where you are or what you're doing, you can do that. Just pull over for a few minutes and go ahead and do that. No harm, no foul. It's very easy. Ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't have to risk other people's lives. I mean, I know the temptation. You put the iPhone or the phone next to you, you see the button, and you think, wow, this is probably important. I'm on my way to meet somebody. I got to do this. I got to do that. Oh, I'm excited about something. You're not so excited that you're going to risk your life and everyone around you. It's just outrageous. Simply outrageous.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Dolly Parton. Jolene, hey, everybody. Jolene, Kate Delaney, America Jolene, Tonight. You know, they did a good piece on Dolly Parton on 60 Minutes. I don't know much about Dolly Parton's music, but, boy, if you watch that piece that they did, I think it was Morley Safer did on Dolly Parton, you have a lot of respect for some of the things that she accomplished in the music industry. It was pretty tough, I think, for a woman, especially a woman like Dolly Parton, to break through. And she grew up just a poor kid on one of these farms, and her roots go pretty deep. I think, I want to say it's in Tennessee where she grew up, if I'm right about that. And then she was eventually off to Nashville. Hey, we're talking about Obama and these new standards that are going to change your way of life, whether you like it or not, because you're going to pay more for a car ultimately. And you might not get the car that you like as far as the design is concerned, depending on what the wing nuts come up with, if GM's still around, and the rest of the bunch. Let's go to Janet, who's listening to us in Iowa. Hey, Janet.
Hello.
Or Jana. Is this
yeah,
Jana?
Jana.
Hey, Jana.
This car deal with Obama, this really scares me because I'm trying to look at the big picture, and there's a whole other level that he's not even went to, I imagine. What are you going to do with the working poor, the elderly, the disabled, people that aren't going to be able to afford new cars, much less new green cars, and cars with the better mileage and less carbon output? And that will also affect used car markets with the people that resell the older cars and the mechanics that work on them. And I just see a whole bunch of trouble there for the people that can least afford it.
Yeah, you know, ultimately that's what we're talking about in the, that's that hidden part that you don't realize, Jan, until you dig further. And right now it's 1,300 more already. And then it depends, like you say, it depends on what kind of breaks would you give somebody depending on where they are income-wise, and it is kind of, so it's scary to think about that.
And eventually will probably be mandatory, you know what I'm saying, all across the U.S. They'll work it in gradually, probably, but, you know, there's, well, as you know, there's just so many things that just blows a person's mind.
Oh, I absolutely agree. Jana, we're so glad to hear from you. We haven't heard from you in a while. Thanks for calling the show.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
You too. 800-259-5791. You know, that's the key. As somebody who grew up around older people when I was a kid, I loved older people. My great-grandparents were still alive. You got to take care of people as they age, and you got to think of stuff like that. So are there going to be any kind of real super uber tax breaks for those people? And yeah, I wonder how that changes, because then you think of the van situation. That'll certainly change the deal with kids, but how much does it change someone like in assisted living or somebody straight out in a nursing home? Then I was thinking, boy, maybe everyone's going to have to go on a diet, because you don't have one giant family. You're not going to be able to squish them in these teeny tiny cars, right? Yeah. Last show, we had Jesse Ventura with an unequal match in Elizabeth Hasselbeck on The View. But he also took on Sean Hannity, and it was kind of an interesting back and forth between the two of them. I wanted you to hear it.
You're telling me that the United States was better off after George Bush or before him?
After.
Oh, my God. How can you make that statement?
You just did. And I'll tell you why.
Well, I don't even need to talk to you about it.
Listen, it's not about Republicans.
It's ridiculous. This country was far better off before George Bush than it is after. He wasn't on his watch because the biggest attack in history happened on his watch. Don't come at me that all the Republicans do, they spend like Democrats, only they charge it. At least the Democrats go cash and carry. The Republicans do the same thing and charge it.
I will tell you this, though, but in 1 year to quadruple the deficit, but in 10 years,
George
we're going to quadruple. And
no,
that's not true. No, this deficit is Obama's deficit. This is Obama's spending. Obama did
to
it in
fix,
1 year.
To fix George
year.
Bush's mess.
You just hate Bush so much, you can't see straight.
No, that's
you can't
true.
See straight.
You can't
He's
see
not
straight
the president.
Because you're so conservative.
I'm a conservative.
All you do is
that's
back
right.
the conservatives
Wrong.
No matter what they do.
Wrong. You haven't listened to me for 5 years criticizing
five
Republicans.
Years.
6 years criticizing Republicans for spending too much money. Say that's right, Mr. Hannity.
Mister, you're not my officer.
I'm not. Jesse, the body. Good to see you. Do you have a good time?
I'm done already. This is it?
That's it.
Jeez, you didn't even get to any good topics.
Because you insist on going over the old topic, and I knew you'd do this.
Because I need to pound it home to people to have them realize Barack Obama inherited this mess. Republicans had the Congress for 6 years, and they had the presidency.
Now it's Obama's mess, and Obama quadrupled the deficit in 1 year, and we'll see what happens to our kids and grandkids.
Okay, well, George Bush had a bailout too, didn't he? And you know what's interesting?
You're never going to run for office. I don't care what you say about
Republicans voted for it when it was George Bush's bailout, but they wouldn't vote for it when it was Obama's. That's politics at its worst. That's putting your party before the country.
Okay. And Bush kept us safe. Goodbye. Thank you.
Kept us safe. The biggest attack in history on his watch.
Yeah, okay.
Don't tell
thank
me
Bill
he kept
Clinton
us safe.
That.
No, I'll thank George Bush who don't read memos and who goes on vacation and sleeps.
Blamed Clinton for not getting bin Laden when he was off.
Well, I'll put it to you this way. I'd rather have 1,000 Monicas than all these 9/11s and the terrorists.
I don't know why I like you, but I do.
All right, coming up. I tell you the truth, that's why.
All right, you have to like that exchange. And see, the vintage thing here that both of them do so well, I shouldn't say vintage, but the interesting thing that both of them do at the end is they're both swinging a little bit, but when it comes to the tail end of it, yeah, they can get along. They're just fine. That's Ventura, though. I mean, he'll take the body, will take the swings at you, but he's not going to throw you up against the mat and pound your head ultimately into whatever the surface is. So I thought that was a much more interesting exchange. Let's just say that. And Hannity was right. Of course, he was going to come on and he was going to pound home all the stuff that's happening with Barack Obama. And then notice the jab there at the end. What is the deficit and what are we leaving of the future generations as far as the deficit is concerned? It's outrageous. It's ridiculous, right? And I don't know how you dig out of that kind of a hole. That's the bottom line. I mean, there's such a thing as legacy. Do people care about legacies anymore? Do people care? Is it, are we so self-centered that, sure, you care about your kids, your grandkids, but, yeah, they'll take care of it. Did you ever hear anyone say that in a conversation? I've never heard anyone in my family say that, but and I know there's lots of people who have pride in their family. They want their kids and their kids' kids to have it better. But I've had conversations recently with people where that's exactly their reaction. Ah, they'll take care. They'll figure out a way out of it. Ah, forget it. Who cares? We screwed up for all those years, so they're gonna. They'll figure a way to get out of it. And they'll figure out what they're gonna do, right? It's like I used to be married to a guy whose family was from Miami, and I'll never forget this. He had a great family, but he had a cousin, and his cousin was nice, and he escaped from Cuba, and somebody in an embassy in Switzerland helped him escape, because remember, of course, that's they had to figure out ways to get to the United States, and he sold insurance, and we were talking about insurance one day, and I asked about, somehow something came up about life insurance, and I asked him, you know, how many policies he sold for the man, for the men that he worked with, how many he sold, you know, the policies on the guys that would be left for how much for the women. And he said, and this was in a Cuban community, and he said, pretty much hardly any, just a handful. And I said, oh, is that because everybody feels they're so healthy and they're going to live forever, or they think it's too affordable? And he said, no, because in the Cuban culture, the man figures, well, the woman will be okay. Forget it. She'll find her way. It doesn't matter. So once I leave, who cares? I'm gone, and she'll just have to figure out what to do. And that kind of reminds me of it. The debate, to not debate the issue of, geez, what are we doing for the future generations? Just let them get buried in this debt that they're not going to be able to tangle themselves out of. And so what kind of America is it going to be? I don't think that's something that you just shoo away. Remember the whole Tea Party thing that happened on April 15th? A lot of people said, yeah, nutbags, disorganized, you know, a lot of Democrats seem to say that, but there were Democrats at some of these rallies. You know, they're just bagging on the whole tax thing, but, you know, Republicans were famous for the taxes too. I mean, give me a break. But if you really notice a lot of the signs, what they were talking about is, what kind of a deficit are we in? What are we leaving behind? And I think there's just too many people that don't think about that. Didn't mean to get off on a tangent, but we tend to do that sometimes here on America Tonight. Hey, coming up on the flip side, I have, your emails. You can send me one at americatonight.net, americatonight.net, plus odds and ends.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Coming up, why if you have a daughter or daughters, the new study says you could be a liberal. Hey, everybody. Kate hanging with you on ATN. I know by now Stu has crashed his car into a wall because he has a couple daughters. I don't think he would label himself as a liberal. A lot of people sent me email in the last couple of days. You can do the same at americatonight.net. Let's go to the inbox. Here's where we start. We start with Patricia. And Patricia says, hey, Kate, I've been listening to the show now for a couple of months. I really enjoyed it. I like the way that you zig and zag, as you like to say, all over the place. It was interesting the other day. You were talking about the standards that the president was going to mention in the Rose Garden as far as what's going to happen now with cars. And the only thing that I can say is I'll be damned if they're going to get my SUV. Well, that's going to be a problem depending on how long you hang on to that sucker. You might have to hide it eventually. The death of the SUV upsetting a few people. Here's one from Jeff. Jeff says, hi, Kate. Enjoy the show. I like it when you pick on the guy that you're with. I pick on him? I don't think I pick on him. Give me a break, Matt. I couldn't be nicer to Matt. For example, he went to Dollywood and I didn't tell... Oops, I guess I mentioned that. I wasn't
hey
even
now,
telling him that.
What are you doing?
Tell the audience how you went to Dollywood.
It was for my sister's dance competition, so I didn't go to Dollywood. I was dragged there by my parents and my sister when I was about 10 or 11 years old, and the only good thing about it was I won some stuffed animals and, like, one of the carnival games, and I saw the Smoky Mountains and everything else. Dollywood is a complete waste of time, in my opinion.
Just because it's an amusement park, but it's not a big, sexy,
it's
fabulous
the lamest
one.
Amusement park.
Yeah.
It's pretty much what it is.
Right.
It, like, all, it's not known for rides or anything like that. Go to Six Flags or one of those.
Oh, yeah, you go to Six Flags, and you're lucky if you walk out of there where you haven't been hung upside down for a few minutes because you're on some of their roller coasters. They have unbelievable roller coasters at Six Flags these days. I mean, that's a, it's interesting in talking about amusement parks, so what you look for in an amusement park, and there are a lot of people that are thrill seekers and people that are practically professional roller coaster riders, and they travel around trying to ride on every single roller coaster that they can. And I like the old-fashioned kind of roller coasters, the ones, you know, where you sit in the wooden cars, and they have, I'm trying to think where they have one that I was, San Jose, on the, it's in San Jose, it's in the beach town that's right next to San Jose, I don't know why, I can't think of it right now, but it's in, it's a really cool little boardwalk area, and they have one of those old-fashioned, where you can hear the click, click, click. You know what I'm talking about when you go up in a roller coaster. I like the older parks, but with decent rides. And some of the Six Flag parks have some of those old-fashioned roller coasters, too. Here's one from Peter. Peter says, hi, Kate, really enjoying the show. Even if I disagree with you at least 25% of the time, I like the show and I like how you say it's okay to call if you disagree. We all want to have a conversation. I think that's really cool. Here's the deal with Gitmo. I am so sick of it. Can't they just leave the evildoers on the island of Gitmo and throw away the key? I know that's an impossibility with the liberal media that we're saddled with. It's absolutely ridiculous. You have to be kidding me that they want to allow the terrorists, or at least some of them, to be housed in a facility in the United States. Well, you know, that's the whole thing. I mean, Gitmo from the get-go, you had Jimmy Carter, you had other people that went to visit and started to complain about the conditions, and it wasn't right because there wasn't due process and all that other sort of stuff, so it's inevitable. But here's the update, Pete. Right now, they don't have the money, the moolah, to move those from Gitmo, those 240 people or however many now. And it's, so I think it's going to take longer than they thought originally. And even the attorney general, who's trying to negotiate with some of the countries to take some of their people back, they're not doing it. So this isn't going to be an easy, quick fix. I think, like Obama had hoped it would be, it doesn't look like it's playing out that way. All right, here's one from Lynn. Lynn says, hi, Kate, really enjoying the show. And I actually like it when you say you're going to lighten the load and you do birthdays in this day in history. I always find it very fascinating, and I always love when you say, I think you'll recognize some names on this list. Of all the birthdays you've done, probably in the year that I've listened to you, I think I've recognized about maybe 20 names. I guess I'm just hoping that you will recognize some of the names. A lot of them are actors, and it's that face recognition. Oh, yeah, you know, when you're, it's like when you're sitting around, oh, remember that guy? Yeah, remember that guy who's on The Wire? Remember? Oh, yeah. Remember I saw him in this this one episode, and then he was on The Entourage, and that's what happens to all of us, so bottom line. All right, I'm going to move from the emails because it would take me all segment to do that, and I'm just trying to go through a couple here and there. You can shoot me an email to americatonight.net. All right, here's the deal. Having daughters rather than sons makes you more liberal. It was done, there was a story done by Andrew Gelman, and it was on a website called 538.com. And Rebecca Warner and a partner, Ivanya Washington, show in the study that they did that the gender of a person's kid seems to influence their attitudes and actions, you know, of the parent. So they did this study of American and Canadian mothers and fathers, and they find that the support for policies designed to address gender equity is greater, well, that makes sense, among parents with daughters. And this result happens particularly pretty strong for fathers because parents invest a big chunk of themselves, obviously, in their kids, and they anticipate the actual struggles that their children will face and the public policies that tackle those matter to parents. So people who parent only daughters are more likely to hold, for example, feminist views, even a man, and to favor affirmative action. So they got all this information on the voting records of congressmen and all that sort of stuff, and to try to provide this persuasive evidence that congressmen with female kids tend to vote liberally on reproductive rights issues like teens' access to contraceptives, all that kind of stuff. And they show that congressmen vote more liberally on a range of those kind of issues, such as flexibility for families, tax-free education, all that sort of stuff. So they had all these different examples, like the one I just told you about the Congress folks, that point to one thing, that if you have a daughter, you seem to be more sympathetic to left-wing parties. But giving birth to sons makes people more likely vote for a right-wing party. What happens to the study if you have, like, eight kids? And you have four and four, or maybe you just have three or four kids, you have a couple of daughters, and you have a couple of sons or whatever. So they have all kinds of graphs in the article that I looked at, and all kinds of, you know, theories to back up what they're saying, and it does prove out in some of the votes and that kind of stuff that you can see there is a difference when they are the parent of a daughter versus the parent of a boy. And I guess if you think about it, the headlines, it kind of misleads you, but if you have a daughter and you're concerned about her, you know, her way in the world and what the public policies are, it kind of makes sense then on some of these voting patterns. But isn't it interesting? Because people always say that it doesn't influence them, personal lives don't influence them, they can be objective and all that sort of stuff. And I always say, no, nobody's objective. There is at least a few things in your life that affect various things that you do. So when they came out with this study, it wasn't necessarily surprising to me because, again, of course, you're going to probably side the way of where your family mostly lies. And if you had a ton of boys, maybe that's true. See, the only thing is the boy thing. I'm not so sure I get the boy thing. I get the girl thing, but I'm not so sure I get the boy thing. All right, also in odds and ends, this is worth mentioning, and I haven't even said it on the air, crazy story that broke, that scientists say they found a 47 million year old fossil of a primate, and it's a possible common ancestor of monkeys and primates and humans. They say the fossil, which they gave a name to, Ida, is in a transitional species, basically living around the time where the primate forms would have been split into two groups, and it was a line that would eventually produce humans and monkeys, and another that would give rise to another form of primates that you see in the zoo sometimes, lemurs. So interesting. This is radio, but you should see the photograph of this. You go to any website, CNN, Fox News, whatever, they have pictures of it. To me, it just looks like a skeletal, like, lizard-looking thing. But really, you can see the outlines of the fossil, so the fossil is pretty well-defined. You know, sometimes when you look at fossils and you just see little lines and it's kind of cool-looking. But this one is, man, this one is pretty, like I said, pretty defined. It's interesting how they traced that back and came up with that information. 47 million year old fossil. If you found a 47 million year old fossil, would you know that you found that fossil? Hey man, what's this I see here? It was discovered in the 80s, by the way, and it was split between a couple of different collections until now, until they started to really, really look at it. Wow. Crazy. Hang with us. Some more things on the flip side to entertain.
Ah! Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
IonicZone.com sells virus, bacteria, and mold-killing products that will protect you and your loved ones from airborne pathogens, biological threats, chemtrails, you name it. For instance, IonicZone sells their patented ozone generators from $279, digital water ozonators from $135, and UVC dual lamp induct air sanitizers from $279. IonicZone also sells highly effective alternative health products. For instance, Jim Humble's revolutionary internal virus-killing invention, MMS, Miracle Mineral Solution, Canada's Nurse Reen Cases, Asciox-T, Naturopath-recommended Super Zeolite for heavy metal detox, even an ozone handheld bidet. If you're interested in natural healing, you'll love what Ionic Zone has to offer. Ionic Zone also offers free home business opportunities that will make you well over $1,000 a month. Call Mike, toll-free at 1-800-549-9535 to inquire, or go to IonicZone.com.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. 'Cause baby, won't you look at you now?
It's coming up starting next week on America Tonight. Starting on Sunday, we have a great giveaway. Yeah, we're going to give away books. The book is called The Match. We're going to give away copies of The Match. Simply by calling in, and then we're going to give away a GPS system. I know I've been talking about this. A GPS system. That's huge. The backup camera. It's true. I'm just going to mail it to you. I have it. It's sitting in front of me on my desk. It's great. And you'll win that. So here's the deal. It's perfect, too, because now I read the story that the GPS system is close to breakdown. The network of satellites could begin. The network failure of satellites could begin to fail as early as 2010. So, hey, if you win it, who cares? You got it for free, right? It's like a... I know. Listen, I have one. I'm right there with you. Those things aren't cheap either, but they're invaluable, I think, if you travel at all. Or even if you're just navigating your way around a city or a medium-sized city, a big city, whatever. But, I mean, it's this high-tech life, baby. Satellite navigation tools. It's in your car, your mobile phone. You got to find your way from A to B, right? So they're concerned with the quality of the Global Positioning System. Did you know it stood for that, GPS? And they're saying it could deteriorate. They've got blackouts and failures and maybe even dishing out inaccurate directions to millions of people. That's nice. So the warning centers on the network of GPS satellites that constantly orbit the planet and beam signals back to the ground that pinpoint your position on the Earth's surface, that's the deal. And the satellites, of course, are the job of the U.S. Air Force. They've maintained the network since the 90s. And according to a study by the Government Accountability Office, the mismanagement, The mismanagement and a lack of investment means that some of the crucial ones could begin to fail next year. So that's the bottom line. Nobody was watching the store. So to bring it up to date, it would cost about $2 billion. Think that's going to happen? I'm going to say no. We can't find money. So anybody got an extra $2 billion to help with this GPS satellite? Yeah. Now, the first replacement satellite, I remember talking about this, was supposed to launch at the beginning of 2007, but it was delayed, and now it's scheduled to go into orbit in November of this year. That's 3 years late. And now the impact on ordinary users could be pretty significant. And like I said, bad directions, failed service, all that other kind of stuff. And how about for the military? They use GPS for mapping, reconnaissance, all that kind of stuff, tracking hostile targets. Just another fall down where unfortunately we could put our troops in harm's way. Great. GPS. Guess you're going to have to get an Atlas. I don't know. How do you navigate your way without a GPS? The TomTom, et cetera. Well, either way, it doesn't matter because if you win the GPS system, you get it for free. So don't sweat that stuff. I think they'll figure out a way to do something about it. It's too big. Whenever there's big money attached to it, there's usually a way to solve the problem. Ever notice that? So somehow I think they're going to solve the problem. Yeah. Now we have, where we have a nation of, occasionally, we have a nation of senators and congressmen who occasionally issue apologies, or they stand in front of the microphones and they bungle what they're trying to say. You have Anderson Cooper, whose ratings have been falling on CNN. I thought that CNN suddenly became the network that Anderson Cooper built, but that's changing. But Anderson Cooper was at UCLA over the weekend, and he was a guest. He was part of the Daniel Pearl Memorial Lecture series that they do out there. And he was asked about his teabagging comment during the question and answer session, you know, that they always do. And it's interesting. He said that his comment was stupid and silly. He's just tried to take it back. It's just stupid and silly. So, you know, you got to give credit to him. I mean, that he's being open. He's telling the truth, saying it was a dumb thing for him to say. And in the heat of the moment, because now with, you know, are you a news show? What are you? And that's, I think, the problem for me with some of the CNN shows. So in the case of Anderson Cooper, hey, I don't particularly watch his show, but bravo for him for saying it was a stupid, silly one line aside. And I think it's an incorrect statement to say I was trying to disparage legitimate protests. I'll tell you the rest of it. He says, I don't think it is my job to do that or disparage, which other networks seem to be doing. So he's saying what I'm saying, that people who aren't talk show hosts are doing that. And he says that protest is the great right of all Americans. It's not my job in any way to make fun of people or disparage what they're doing. Wow. So he regrets making the comment. How about that? Anderson Cooper. Here's something else worth mentioning since we're all over the map at this point. There's going to be a movie that Martin Scorsese is doing, and apparently it has to do with the Rat Pack. Man, Scorsese, what actor? I mean, here's a great pop culture quiz question for you. What actor does Martin Scorsese, at least lately, seem to just completely love? And if you were thinking Leonardo DiCaprio, bing, bing, bing. Remember the Gangs of New York, etc. So DiCaprio is going to play Frank Sinatra, it looks like. Yeah. They're doing a movie. Scorsese is doing a movie. So Leo hired a vocal coach to get him sounding like Sinatra. How about that? Boy, you think of him in The Aviator. You think of him in The Departed. You think of him in Gangs of New York. These were all Scorsese films. And then, of course, The Titanic. And this Sinatra film is going to focus on, of course, how Frank Sinatra became embedded, let's say, with the mafia. I don't know, Matt, what do you think? Do you like the idea of Leo playing Frank Sinatra? Can you see it?
I don't know if I can see it yet, but I do like that combo together with Scorsese and Leo. So we'll see. I don't know, Leonardo's been pretty good lately with a lot of his films he's done, so.
I think so, too. I think he's grown up. Now he's a man, and he was great in The Departed. I thought he was excellent in The Departed. Did you see that movie?
Oh, yeah, I own it.
So do I. I thought he was, seriously, he was excellent in that movie. Matt Damon was good in that movie.
Yeah, and Marky Mark, too, Mark Wahlberg. Mm-hmm. They had a lot of good people in that movie, and that's the thing with Leonardo DiCaprio. He really took on that character, and it wasn't like he adapted that Boston accent and really got into it. And so I think he definitely has the chops to do it, but it's the one thing is the look he doesn't quite have, so they're going to have to do kind of a little makeup thing for me, I think, to get him to look more like Frank Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra, yeah. And now, of course, with the magic of Hollywood, they're capable of doing that. You think of people who have transformed themselves. Remember the Charlize Theron when she played the woman that ultimately went to... Yeah, Monster. The woman that was murdering, can't think of her name, that was murdering all those men. But she was... Boy, that was a brilliant makeup job. It was unnoticeable. It didn't look like a makeup job. She didn't look like herself, and she really looked like... I want to say her name is Eileen something. She really looked like her, that crazy broad. And they're so good at doing that these days that I think they'll be able to do it with
yeah. But honestly,
DiCaprio.
How hard is it to get a very beautiful woman to look ugly? Okay, the other way around.
Oh, it was very hard.
Yeah, I'd like to see him do that. Get an ugly woman to look beautiful.
Yeah, well, that was a television reality show, The Swan, where they took women and then redid them, had some nip and tuck and teeth redone and all kinds of stuff, and it, actually people watched it, so maybe there you can do that transformation too. Who knows? Cosmetic work I know nothing about, yet I am surrounded in the land of cosmetic surgery, but I don't know anything about it. Hey, shoot me an email day or night, americatonight.net.